Laughter shines forth our divinity lovingly. Laughter shines forth our divinity lovingly. What tells the world that we are happy? What tells the world that it's a good world? Why did the divinity say in the Bible, all is good and very good? Why is it that all is good and very good? Why is it that divinity loves to see a laughing, smiling face? Why is it that divinity loves to see a joyous heart? Why is it that divinity is glad all the time? Are you glad all the time? I believe you are. Am I glad all the time? Oh my, yes, I am glad all the time. I am glad all the time with everything I do, with everything I think, with everything I say. I am glad. I think a happy thought. Whenever I think of another person, I think of a happy person. Whenever I think of another idea in this world, I think of a happy idea. I think of an idea that makes the heart light, makes the joy heart full of joy, makes everyone feel good and very good. Now, why do I do that? I could go around being unhappy. I could go around being bored. I could go around being filled with lack of joy and lack of peace. But I don't do that. No, I don't do that because that's not my heart. That's not who I am. No matter what people say, no matter what people do, no matter how people look at me, they can only see a happy person. They can only see a joyous person. Now, sometimes they want to do the things that we do. Like the children, they say, well, the other children are doing it, why can't we? And the father will say, I don't care what the other children do, that's their business. But my children are going to be guided by love, by happiness, by laughter. I want you, all the days of your life, to live in laughter. This is what every loving parent says to their child. I want you every day of your life to live in laughter, to live in smiles, to live in peace, to live in joy, to live in wonder, to live in the magic of a smiling face. And the magic of a smiling face is not difficult. Oh, yes, it takes a lot of lines on your face. It takes a lot of movement in the muscles in your face to laugh. But the more we exercise those muscles, the more we laugh, the more we have joy in our heart and in our mind and in our soul and in our being, the more our world is an orderly world. For divine order can only take place in a happy world. Divine order can only take place in a smiling world. What happens when people finish a joyous event? They have a smiling look on their face. What happens when people are gathering together for a day out? They're happy. They're doing joyous, wonderful things. They're happy things. They're doing things that make them feel good and very good. What happens to you when everything in your world is going right? You got a big smile on your face. Yes, you do. You have a smile that's so wonderful and so radiant and so glorious that all the world looks at you and says, my goodness, what a happy person. Everything is going right with that person. Everything is going right with that person. That person has such a glorious smile on their face. That person can laugh. That person can laugh. That means they do not have troubles in their hearts. Ho, ho, ho. That's true. When you can laugh, you cannot have troubles in your heart. When you can laugh, your laughter fills you with joy, fills you with peace, fills you with love. I always think of myself in the movie theater. I'd go to the movies as a kid with all my brothers and sisters, and no one wanted to sit to the right of me because I was always chuckling them with my right elbow, saying, ah, look at that, ah, look at that, ah. Yes, but they didn't really mind, because there was always somebody sitting to my right. And there was always laughter in my heart. There was always joy in my heart, in my soul, in my being. And they always said, He always laughs. He always is joyful. He brings a smile to the family. He can do no wrong. He's like the pure white driven snow. He's just so wonderful. He's so innocent. He's so perfect. He's so good. And sometimes people don't like that. Sometimes people want to pick on a person who's like that, and they want to find fault with them. And they'll look and they'll find any fault that they can. And they'll name those faults and they'll say, oh, he doesn't do right. Oh, he picks his nose. Oh, he does this. Oh, he does that. And what are they doing? They're merely looking for a reason for not being happy. And in all the world, there is no reason for not being happy. For happiness is the core essence of the world. It is the divine order of the world. It is the peace of the world. It is the balance of the world. It is the magic of the world. Laughter shines forth our divinity lovingly. Every time you laugh, not a sarcastic laugh, but a joyous laugh, a laugh that comes deep from down inside of you and says, oh, that's so wonderful, that's so beautiful, that's so peaceful. I look at my pets and I laugh and I say, oh, you're so wonderful. And I snuggle them and hug them and tell them how wonderful they are. And they just come back for more and more and more. They want that. Now, I wouldn't say my dog is an intellectual. My cats are not intellectuals. But they are lovers. They are lovers. They will come and ask for loving, and they will laugh. And Rex will look at me from a distance, and he'll say, I would like to go this way. And I say, well, Rex, I'm going this way. So come, let's go this way. And so he barks a little bit, and he says, I want to go this way. And so I sort of bend over and hold out my arms and laugh at him and say, Rex, come and be with me. I love you, I love you, I love you. And then I turn around and I walk away. And he knows that my happy heart is going to always win. And he comes wagging his tail and comes trottling up to me and puts his head between my legs and says, pet me, pet me, pet me. I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, that's his way of laughing. Oh, we're always looking at our pets to see if they have a smile on their face or if they have laughter in their hearts. And as we look at them, we say, oh, are they laughing? Are they laughing? Are they laughing? No, they're not. Everything laughs in its own way. Everything laughs in its own manner. And a happy fish that jumps out of the pond for a moment and you put it back in the pond, it's so happy it wiggles its tail and it swims down into the water and says, oh, this is where I belong, this is where I belong. And this is where you and I belong. We belong in happiness. We belong in peace. We belong in harmony. We belong in order, in divine order. And as we live in this divine order, as we live in this peace, as we live in this joy and happiness, everything comes our way in the most beautiful, most fantastic manner. Everything comes our way in the most beautiful, fantastic manner. What is it that you would like to have out of life? Would you like happiness? Then put happiness in life. Would you like balance? Then put balance in life. Would you like order? Then put order in life. For whatever you and I would like out of life, this is what we put into life. And life shines it back to us as we shine it forth to life. So this day, no, laughing shines forth our divinity lovingly. And every moment of my life, I laugh, I sing, I have a smile on my face, joy in my heart, and I shine forth the divinity within me. Just like you shine forth the divinity within you, because you're my reflection. And I shine forth divinity, and you shine forth divinity, and we are divine. How lovely. How glorious, how magnificent that is. My friend, know that I love you, I love you, I love you. And I see my divinity in you today, and it is good and very good.